This is HPR episode 2029 entitled, The DSO-138 Oscilloscope Kit. It is hosted by Anibill and is about 21 minutes long. The summary is, Anibill talks about building a DSO-138 oscilloscope kit.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is NY Bill, and I thought I'd talk to you guys today about an electronics kit that I recently got. I'll just poke around on the internet just because I'm bored and see what I can find out there to build. This kit came up just on a random Google search. I typed in electronics kit, and like a couple pages down, there was this company called SainSmart, SainSmart, and they seem to have quite a few different kits that you can build. And one of the kits in there that caught my eye was a DSO-138. The DSO, it's an oscilloscope kit. It's a small little one board. Well, it's two boards, actually. The LCD screen is up on risers. I'll put some pictures of the kit I got and, I'll link. Well, I'll get into the linking in a bit. I'm going to link to a board very similar to this, but as the tale unfolds, you'll find out what I found out. I didn't know what I was really going to do with it other than just enjoy building it, because I already have a scope, and this scope is not particularly fast. So you're not going to be looking at high frequency signals with it, but just the fun of building it, I thought, well, maybe I'll get it, but I put it off. So I bookmarked it, and I put it off, and I put it off. And then one day I went back to it, and I'm poking around, researching the board itself and stuff like that, and I stumble over the schematics for it. So that intrigued me even more. So if while you're building, you can look at the schematics, that there's more learning potential there, and we'll get into that in a minute too, because this one turned into quite a learning, while I'm still learning on it. And I still put it off for a couple of weeks. I didn't buy it. This thing was only $22, but I was just like, I'm going to build it. And it's going to go in a box with some of the other kits, and I'll never use it. Then I stumbled over the fact that someone has made a 3D print. So this doesn't come with a case. It would just be up on like plastic standoffs, and you put it on the table and use it like that. So it's all exposed. The switches and the buttons, you're just holding the PCB board in your hand while you would be using it. And I found that somebody had created that 3D print, and it got me thinking, oh, my buddy Acefear, maybe he can come to the rescue again with his 3D printer and make me a case for this thing. So that would be even, it was just increasing the fun of, possibly building this board. And then I thought, well, I can't just keep going up to Acefear and say, hey, print this for me. So what I did was I ordered two kits, $22 each, I just got two of them. And next time I was at the lug, Acefear usually sits right next to me. So we just, chat the whole time. And I pulled up the 3D print. I go, you think your printer will handle this? He goes, oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, we can do that. And I go, well, if you print this for me, here, you can have this. And I gave him one of the kits. And so it's become a fun project for us, the printing and the building of it. Why not share the fun, So let me see if I can pull up the specs on this thing, and we'll go through that a little bit. Okay, the analog bandwidth is 0 to 200 kilohertz. So that's really not that much. My big scope over here goes to 100 megahertz. So you're going to be reading pretty slow signals with this thing. Sampling rate is 1 meg second per second. Oh, geez. I'm trying to read the acronyms. 1 megasample per second max. Sensitivity is 10 millivolts per division to 5 volts per division. Sensitivity error is less than 5%. Vertical resolution 12 volt. This is kind of boring, isn't it? Recording length 1224 points. Built-in 1 kilohertz 3.3 volt test signal, which I did read on my bigger scope. We'll get into, well, we're going to keep getting into all this, I guess. And it has a save recall on the waveform. So it's really, you know, this is really down in the hobby level stuff. If you're going to get it, just get it for the fun of building the kit. And I'm sure you'll use it once in a while, but it's not going to be doing any heavy-duty scope work. The other neat thing with this, I've seen other scope kits out there, and they're just like a grayscale LCD panel. This one has a color display. I forget the size of it, too. I'm scrolling around. Well, I'm going to link to it in the show notes. You guys can look it up. I think it's like a 2.3-inch color display. Once I got it built, though, it's really a nice display. It's bright, very colorful. The kit that I got, this SaintSmart DSO-138, the surface mount parts are already mounted on the board. So what you're doing is you're doing the through-hole resistors, the through-hole capacitors. You're going to put on the switch. There's some inductors there. You know, the different, the BNC connector. I would say if you're not familiar with soldering, you can get that kit and you'll be fine. There are kits out there where the SMD stuff, the surface mount stuff, is not put on as well. And if you've ever seen that, it's very tiny stuff. You need a soldering pen with a very thin tip, and there's like a little technique and trick to soldering surface mount. You know, you might need magnification and stuff like that. So if you're new to soldering, get the one with the, and you're going to get one of these kits, of course, get the one with the surface mount parts already soldered on. If you want the challenge of the build, you can get the one where you have to put the surface mount parts on as well, which I wish I knew that was out there at the time. I would have gotten that one. I didn't know there was multiple boards out there. So what I ended up finding out as I built it, and I would go online and go to some certain forums, I was looking for information for this or that about it. There's other boards that look exactly like this. This one's black, and there's other boards that look exactly like this, but they're red. And that company is JYE Tech. I think I got that right. Yeah, JYE Tech. And from what I've read, JYE Tech developed this board, you know, did all the R&D and developed it and produced the board. And from what I'm reading, this SaintSmart company purchased some of the boards very early on and like within 2 or 3 weeks had complete knockoff clones out in the marketplace. And they're even using the JYE Tech's firmware, the splash screen that comes up when you start this SaintSmart. This SaintSmart is the JYE Tech splash screen. So I mean, China, manufacturing electronics in China, it's like the cowboy days over there. So everybody's copying everybody. I don't know who to believe, but I'm leaning towards the JYE Tech are the real guys. So the board that I link to in the show notes will be JYE Tech. You guys, if you're interested in this, you can take it from there. I think it's like $2 more. And other things that I'm reading now is they've come out with a new rev of this board and they're not releasing the firmware anymore. So just to try and keep an edge on the market, they've cleaned up the waveform. The waveform can be a little jittery on the older models. So they've done something in the firmware to, you know, try and get an edge back in the market, and they're not going to release that firmware. So unfortunately, the copying has closed up something that was pretty open. So the building of it is pretty straightforward. You're going to build things up from the smallest component. So I'm trying to think back. I built this like 3 weeks ago now. So it's the resistors going first. Here's another FYI. The SaintSmart, and I'm clicking the buttons while I'm talking. The SaintSmart kit, none of the resistors are labeled. So you can take this either way. If you need to learn how to read resistor color bands, well, you're gonna learn, because they didn't label anything. I believe the JYE Tech, someone has written on the tape that holds the resistors together, has written what the values are. So, I mean, I've been around electronics for, you know, years, and decades, basically. And even I messed up on the, I'm looking at it now, where was my R26 and R37? So it was a 1K and a 10K resistor. And when I tested it, I read the bands and I tested it on my Keithley, and I just didn't move the decimal point, or, you know, I just got those two confused. So later on in the build when I was going through troubleshooting. Now you know I ran into trouble. Here we go. So later on in the build when I was troubleshooting, I did find I had these two resistors back. So I mean, even if you've been around this forever, you can still make a mistake like that. But if it's going to be helpful for you to have the resistors labeled right out of the package, it's going to be the JYE Tech kit you're looking for. After the resistors, I'm trying to think. I put on the capacitors, which they're pretty. All these components are pretty small. This is like probably 8 watt resistors. Very tiny caps go in. That's just like a bunch of filtering caps. Then what did I do? Actually, I'm going to link to the instructions. Here they are. You just go right through. First, they have you do resistors, and then the chokes. I forgot about the chokes. Yeah, there's some inductors. They look like a resistor, but they're doing a different function. This is also a good learning kit too. So you put in like a choke, and then you might realize what is a choke. So you go look what a choke look go look up on Google what a choke is, and then you're saying, well, what is this UH after that? So you go look up what microhenries is, start learning about henries, on and on. There's a cathode, a crystal. What you're basically doing is loading the board up with the parts that have the shortest profile. Because when you flip the board over to solder it, if you put on the tall stuff first, the short stuff would just fall off and you'd get a mess. So you just slowly build up. You go onto the USB socket next, and then the tactile switches go in. Ceramic capacitors, because they start now start things start to components start to be a little taller on the board. Capacitors and the LEDs go in. Then you're doing the headers, transistors, regulators. Here's another, spot where someone could learn, what's the difference between this transistor and this regulator. They look the same. What is the function? You can look into what they're doing. Are they PNP, NPN? Capacitor trimmers. I put a capacitor trimmer on there, but it never had me trim it. I don't know what it's there for. Usually a capacitor trimmer, picture it like a, you have a volume knob. You have a variable resistor, which is like a volume knob up and down, and a capacitor trimmer is like a resistor, except it's changing the value of capacitance. There's like fins inside, metal fins that don't touch each other, but the more the fins get intertwined, the more they are separated, the more and less capacitance you get. Anyways, I didn't have to, at no point in the steps did I have to trim the capacitors. I'm looking at them right now, two little green guys. There's a power inductor. Another thing I read while I was doing research, some of the knockoff boards are coming with the wrong size power inductor, which is a 1 microhenry and 0.5 amps. So some people are running into, they get the knockoff board and the thing doesn't work right, and they have to end up ordering, just one inductor from, I don't know, DigiKey or something, and you pay $5 for shipping to get one little component. So another gotcha there. Then you put on the caps, which are, the big electrolytic caps, the black cans that like to blow up on the top if you get a cheap one. And then the power connectors and the headers and the BNC connector, and boom, you've made an oscilloscope. The Sane Smart, I have no idea if I'm saying this correctly. Sane Smart, Sain. I forget if I had to put the header pins on, solder them. No, I think the LCD came with the pins already soldered on. But the JYE Tech, you have to put the header. Solder the headers onto the LCD screen as well. I mean, it's not that it's a big deal. No, I did. Yep, they were already on, and I had to solder the female socket header, the receptor. So this was like an afternoon. I had fun building it, and it was time to turn it on. And I turned it on, and the boot screen came up, and I did see JYE Tech on the boot screen, and then the scope screen shows up. Everything looks good. I see a trace right in the middle of the screen, and then like 10 seconds go by and the trace just goes boom right to the top of the screen. It's off the screen. You can see like a little fluctuation up at the top. I am still researching what this problem could be. I'm thinking that the trace is controlled by a plus minus voltage. I forget what it was, like 6 volts. Anyways, if the negative voltage went to 4 volts and the positive voltage is still at 6 when they should be 6 and 6, your trace is going to go up. So it's interpreting what it's reading and running it through some amplifiers. It's getting a very low signal at the BNC. It's running it through some amplifier stages, and that's changing the plus minus voltage to make the trace go up and down on your screen. Mine just goes right to the top. When I did a review earlier, there was an HPR I did where I was talking about the Oon B35T, the multimeter, and it came with a temperature probe. And I mentioned in that episode that I was recently troubleshooting something and thinking that one component was getting too hot and making an IC chip go wacky. That was this build right here. So, confession time about what I might have done wrong with this build. When I got it all built together, I have a little soldering caddy. It's like it just holds the board for you, and you can load up your parts on the front and then flip the thing over and do the soldering. So it's like a third hand helping caddy type thing. I got the board all built together. It's on the caddy. I went to my power supply. The board wants 9 volts. So I dialed in 9 volts, and then it's hard to explain, but I turned the board kind of over in the caddy and I hooked up to a negative point. And I had the hot lead, the positive lead out of the power supply, like between my middle finger and my ring finger. And I was using my thumb and my forefinger to clip the negative on. And the red lead touched one of the headers pins that comes out of the LCD. And I heard, and I knew, you know, I just sent 9 volts to some random spot on this board. I could have burned anything out. That's completely my fault. I hope if you build this kit, it'll just work for you. But I hope if you build this kit, it doesn't work for you, because I've had more fun troubleshooting this thing. If it built and it worked, it probably just would have been in a box on the floor, never to be talked about again. But I had to really dig into this thing. I got papers and papers in front of me. I had to get the board layouts. I got full schematics. I had to look into what the individual IC, here's the U2, which is one of the ICs on the board. It's a TL-084. I had to figure out what that chip was doing inside it. And, you know, I found out there's four sections, and it's non-inverting and inverting. And where's the other one? I should take a picture of this. It's got like highlighter all over it, because I'm slowly using my meter to step through the power supply stage and the filtering, and then I'm slowly going through all the pinouts, checking voltages through the analog front end that's going to feed the IC chip that's going to do all the digital work. And I'm at a point now where I've troubleshot, are we going to say that? I did all I could troubleshooting wise, and I think that my problem is going to be digital. So my next step for this board is they have the UART and what did they have? UART and JTAG. They have UART and JTAG header pins. So I think my next step is I'm going to have to flash this chip. That little voltage surge that I sent through there might have just, you know, messed up some little logic gate somewhere. Anyways, that's where I'm at. You can see I'm going to have pictures, and you can see the build if you want. You can see the screen light up, but mine is not working yet. So I hope Acebeer fares better when he does his build, because I went to the lug. This was a month after I gave him his kit and the 3D print file, one lug. We have our lug once a month. The next month he came back and he printed 2 cases of various colors, and he said, here, you know, pick out your case color and pick out your buttons. So I picked all those out. The next month I had mine built and not working. And I go in and I go, check it out, I built it. He goes, why isn't it in a case? He thought he did all that work to make a case and I didn't even use it. And I told him, no, I messed it up, man. And so we were sitting there trying to troubleshoot it at the lug, and we had the meters out and a different scope and stuff like that. So it's been a fun kit. And if you're interested in electronic kits or learning more about kits, I would recommend this one. I'm going to link to the JYE board, which I think is the legit one. They're on Amazon. They're like $24. I think they're like $2 more, but had I known that this was a knockoff, I would have gone and got the legit, you know, the board from the legit company. So I hope that as I keep troubleshooting this, I'll find out what the problem is, and maybe I can finish the build, get it in the case, and I can get another HPR out of that, telling you what I found, what went wrong, how I fixed it, and then just showing the complete product in Acebeer's 3D printed case. Just a quick HPR to, you know, talk about this board, and maybe some of you might be interested. I know some of you are into electronics and building kits and electronics in general, basically. You don't have to just be building kits in all the time. And I will link to the I will link to all this paperwork and these schematics that I found and, you know, troubleshooting guides and stuff like that. So if you do build one of these, maybe you can do a HPR as well and let us know how your build went. And I hope it went better than mine, or if you want yours to break too, I can recommend how you can break it, and then you can try and fix it. So if anybody wants to contact me, I am nybill@sn.gunmonkeynet.net for GNU Social /Identica. nybill@gunmonkeynet.net for email. And as always, we could use the comment section at HPR if you want to have a conversation. Okay, until next time, guys.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.